Now, Mike Thompson, who is our next performer, began piano lessons as a boy, but had to wait more than half a century to win the Newbury Older Musician of the Year competition. But boy, it was worth the wait. He is absolutely fantastic and is a master at replicating the piano style of the Bristol-born musician Russ Conway. And Russ Conway, of whom he was a friend, really, really admired the way that he played his music. Please welcome him. Give him a big round of applause.
That was a piece called Royal Event, composed and performed on record by Russ Conway back in 1960. Now, by a very strange coincidence, Royal Event came out, was issued by EMI on the day that Prince Andrew was born. And it appears that the disc jockey, Pete Murray, thought that Russ was trying to cash in on a royal birth. And, of course, one didn't do that sort of thing in those days. So Pete Murray really got Russ involved in a bit of controversy, and Pete Murray just wouldn't play the record. Anyway, that was a long time ago. We don't think anything of it nowadays. But a year earlier, 1959, was Russ's real annus mirabilis, with two number one hits in the hit parade. I'd like to play one of them for you now. It's called Roulette. It was recorded on EMI's jangly, honky-tonk, out-of-tune piano. This is a perfectly tuned Steinway Concert Grand, but I will do my best.
Thank you.
Russ Conway was perhaps best known for the honky-tonk, jangly piano tunes that he composed, but he also composed a number of rather more sentimental tunes to which he gave variously the title concerto. One of these was called Concerto for Dreamers, and it had a rather odd route into the hit parade. The composer Lionel Bart rather liked it and wrote a nice lyric to it called Always You and Me. Apparently Lionel Bart had a thing about Alma Cogan, so make of that what you will. And anyway, Russ went into the studio, spoke the words of Always You and Me over the recording of Concerto for Dreamers, and it became a demo record which, strangely, found its way into the hit parade, not once, but twice. I'm very pleased to have the opportunity this evening to perform Always You and Me with my friend Richard Hope Hawkins. Would you please welcome Richard?
Take away 2 from 3, and you'll be left with 1. But take away you from me, and I'll be left with none to carry. In my arms, an empty space, and in my heart the same. All this world a lonely place, and all my life a game. Who would take away the stars from the sky? Who could take away what we had, you and I? Multiply or divide, answers must agree. That in the end, and side by side, there's always you and me. Multiply or divide, answers must agree. That in the end, and side by side, there's always you and me.
Thank you, Richard. That was super. You can't have a tribute to Russ Conway, well, so I was told, without playing his biggest hit, Side Saddle, which was the other number one in 1959, the most recognisable one of the lot. But just before I play that, I might just remind you that when Russ was on active service in the Navy, he had a rather unpleasant and somewhat one-sided encounter with a bread slicer, which took off the tip of this finger. The way Russ told it, it was stew for dinner on board ship that night, and as they'd never found the bit of finger, no one would touch it. Well, I don't know how he managed to play it with 9.5 fingers. It's tough enough doing it when you've got all 10 of them there. But anyway, here is Side Saddle.
Excellently performed by Mike Thompson. When I was growing up, we had one of those enormous gramophone records players, and we only had about 8 records. We had The Sound of Music, Carousel, most of the Wurzels and Adge Cutler albums, and Russ Conway. So that just brings back so many memories. Wonderful.